The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, March 3rd. We'll tell you what's behind the newest and faster timeline to get all American adults vaccinated against COVID-19 and why two state leaders are lifting major COVID restrictions despite some health officials' warnings. Also, the FBI director gives his take on the Capitol riot. Plus, another automaker plans to go all electric, why some Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published, and Microsoft unveils what some people consider the future of work meetings. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden is now saying the U.S. will have enough COVID-19 vaccines for all American adults to get shots by the end of May. And that's even faster than originally expected. Biden credits some business rivals coming together to help speed up the timeline. The latest partnership includes pharmaceutical giant Merck, who will help make the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine. President Biden called it an example of the industry coming together for the common good. And it's not the first deal of its kind. Recently, companies Sanofi and Novartis both agreed to help make the vaccine from Pfizer. Two southern states are now lifting mask mandates and letting all businesses reopen at 100% capacity. We're talking about Texas, the second most populous state in the country, as well as Mississippi. In Mississippi, the changes go into effect today. In Texas, it starts next week, although some businesses have already stopped enforcing the mask mandate. The governor in Texas said it's clear Texans have learned how to protect themselves, and because of better treatments and more vaccines, people don't need government mandates anymore. Still, he did acknowledge the new coronavirus has not disappeared, and he stressed it's still important for people to take personal responsibility to protect themselves and their neighbors. The message from the governor of Mississippi was similar. He credited a recent drop in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations as reason enough to reverse the legally required restrictions. But public health officials are saying this is too much too fast. For example, the CDC director said earlier this week she's worried the U.S. is still seeing about 70,000 new COVID-19 cases a day and 2,000 new deaths a day. And even though that is a big improvement from historic peaks back in January, she says those numbers are still too high for us to start letting our guards down. Plus, those new, more contagious and possibly even more deadly strains of COVID-19 are still spreading, and there's a chance they could grow out of control. So agree with having stricter laws in place or not, federal health officials are asking individuals to stay vigilant by continuing to wear masks, staying physically distanced, and getting a vaccine when it's your turn. The man in charge of the FBI had a warning for senators on Capitol Hill. He told them the Capitol invasion earlier this year was not an isolated event. This was FBI Director Christopher Wray's first public testimony about the January 6th riot. And during his testimony, he said the attack was criminal and the FBI views it as domestic terrorism, even though so far no one is facing terror charges for that attack. He confirmed the FBI is going through hundreds of thousands of tips and agents have arrested more than 300 people so far. They're facing charges ranging from trespassing to conspiracy to assault. Wray also defended how the FBI prepared ahead of time. Remember, the FBI knew there were threats circulating online, with some people even saying they were ready for war. And the FBI did pass the info along to Capitol Police and Washington, D.C. police, but it was in a typical memo. So some say the warnings should have been stronger and more urgent. To that, Wray said the problem was investigators only had unverified information from online message boards, and they weren't able to actually link the messages to specific people. Still, he says what ultimately happened was unacceptable, so it's all under review. Wray also says the riot was part of a larger trend. He says the FBI currently has about 2,000 open domestic terrorism investigations, and that's twice as many as the FBI had open when Wray became director in 2017. He says extremists are motivated by all kinds of things, and it's not all about politics. By the way, Congress will be holding more hearings like this. Today, senators will hear from the commander of the D.C. National Guard. Stay tuned. The Biden administration issued its first sanctions against Russia, and it's because of what happened to Alexei Navalny, the Russian president's main rival. Quick recap, Navalny was severely poisoned last year, and both he and the U.S. say there's evidence the Russian government was behind it. Navalny recovered in Germany, but when he returned to Russia, he was arrested on what human rights advocates call politically motivated charges. Well, now the White House is punishing some senior Russian officials, a government research institute there, and about a dozen businesses using economic sanctions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement, quote, any use of chemical weapons is unacceptable. And he also once again demanded Russia release Navalny from prison. Russia, of course, is not happy and called the U.S. sanctions a hostile anti-Russian attack that they will not put up with. Back home, lawmakers from both parties are supporting these sanctions, though some think the U.S. should do more to hold Russian President Vladimir Putin accountable. To be continued. Another billionaire is looking for regular people to come along on a trip to space. This time, it's Japanese businessman Yusaku Maezawa chartering a SpaceX rocket. His mission is called Dear Moon, and it's set to fly around the moon in 2023. He's going on the mission himself, and he's paying for the whole thing, but there are 8 empty seats. So he's letting other people apply for a shot at the free trip. At this point, it's not clear exactly how the winners will be selected since the application just requires basic information, but we know he's only taking applications for the next 11 days. By the way, this is just the latest space mission that lets regular people get a feel for what astronaut life is like. Remember, an American billionaire is also taking a rocket into space later this year, and he's been choosing civilians to fly with him. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to Noom. Noom says if you want to lose weight, it's not about one thing you ate today, but how you eat in general. Noom teaches you about eating, your cravings, and how to build new habits so you can ditch your misconceptions and get smart about food and the choices you make. Yes, Noom focuses on healthier habits, feeling good about your choices, and having an improved sense of self-worth and mood. And Noom says it wants to work with your lifestyle so you don't have to commit to a rigorous plan or feel bad about going off track for just a day. Based in psychology, Noom teaches you why you make the choices you do and gives you the tools you need to replace your habits with healthier ones. And since everyone is busy, that's why Noom does not demand much of your time. They only ask for 10 minutes a day. So sign up for your trial today at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. There's a science to getting healthier. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy. That's Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Volvo is the latest automaker to phase out gas-burning cars. It says by the year 2030, it will be fully electric. The nearly 100-year-old company says it's making the change because it simply does not see a long-term future for gas-burning cars. It also says it wants to be part of the solution when it comes to fighting climate change. But get this, if you want to buy an electric car from Volvo, you'll have to do it online. Yep, its electric cars will be sold exclusively from its website. But Volvo's CEO told CNBC dealerships will still be around so people can test drive the cars and salespeople will be there to help customers put in their online order. Remember, GM and Jaguar have also promised to go fully electric within the next 5 to 15 years. Experts say even more automakers are likely to follow suit. Americans are saying goodbye to a civil rights leader who was a major force in the worlds of business and politics. Vernon Jordan passed away at 85 years old, but he leaves behind an impressive legacy. He first made his mark in the 70s when he worked for the NAACP in Georgia. Then he became the executive director of the United Negro College Fund, and he was president of the National Urban League. As the AP put it, Jordan was the face of Black America's struggle for jobs and justice for more than a decade. Eventually, he transitioned into business and politics. He was a key campaign advisor to President Bill Clinton during his first presidential campaign, and he worked unofficially with Clinton during his time in the White House. Later on, Jordan worked for a New York investment firm, but kept counseling politicians and business leaders over the years. President Biden is remembering him as, quote, the soul of America in all of its goodness and all of its unfulfilled promise. 6 Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published because of images now considered racist or insensitive. The business that oversees the children's author's estate announced it will not be printing or licensing them anymore. Dr. Seuss Enterprises says it spoke with experts and educators before making the decision, and they found some of the books perpetuate racial stereotypes about Asian and Black people. This includes titles like And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street and If I Ran the Zoo. So those books and a few others are now getting shelved. Of course, dozens of other popular Dr. Seuss books are here to stay, like The Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Sunday's Golden Globe Awards were some of the lowest rated ever. The final numbers from Nielsen show fewer than 7 million people tuned in, and that's a 64% drop from the year before. And this could be another sign TV audiences are changing for a few reasons. For starters, a lot more people are streaming everything they watch these days, and the Nielsen ratings do not take the streaming numbers into account. Also, the pandemic and the unusual format may have had something to do with the dip in viewership. Fewer movies and TV shows debuted this year, so not as many hits were eligible for awards. And Deadline points out people might just be sick of watching virtual shows without the glitz of traditional ceremonies. We'll see if the trend sticks. Both the Grammys and Oscars are set to hold their award shows in the coming week. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Blue Blocks. Blue Blocks provides science-backed, fashionable blue light glasses. It'll help you beat digital eye strain, headaches, and improve sleep with style and comfort. In fact, Blue Blocks was first created because they were unhappy with the quality and lack of science behind leading blue light blocking glasses brands. I've already been a big fan of my clear prescription glasses having blue light filtering for everyday computer use. But get this, the Blue Blocks collection extends way beyond that. For example, I've been trying their Sleep Plus option, the only true 100% blue and green light blocking lens for after sunset use. I use them when I need to work on my computer or be on my smartphone immediately before bed, which happens a lot. I also love that this is a company that gives back. For every pair of Blue Blocks glasses sold, the company donates a pair of reading glasses to someone in need. So read more about the options and styles and get 20% off your order at blueblocks.com/newsworthy. That's blue, B-L-U, blocks, B-L-O-X, blueblocks.com/newsworthy to learn more and get 20% off your order. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Microsoft says it's developing a new futuristic way to hold meetings. It debuted what it calls Microsoft Mesh at a developers conference this week. It's a mixed reality platform that works with either virtual reality or augmented reality headsets. The idea is it's supposed to let you interact with your coworkers in a more personal way than video calls. So other people will get to see you or your avatar as if you're actually in the room with them, when, of course, you're really not. You can also create objects in 3D-looking holograms, so you can pick them up or place them down on a table that doesn't really exist. Or you can look at real-life objects that might not be right in front of you. For example, you might be able to get a factory tour without actually being in the factory. And it's all controlled by certain eye and hand movements. Beyond work, Microsoft says Mesh can be a way for people to virtually attend social gatherings like concerts or bars with friends and family. But for now, only people with an expensive headset can use it. Microsoft recommends using the HoloLens 2, which goes for $3,500. Eventually, though, Mesh will work with smartphones, PCs, and Macs, so people without headsets can also join in. But there's no timeline for that yet. All right, thank you so much for listening today. You can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in our episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod. And don't forget, we offer ad-free episodes if you sign up as a Newsworthy Insider. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/insider to learn more. All right, we'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.